But for the past two or three times I've been up here, I'm going to do something where it's something that I feel I struggle with the most. I don't know why it's easier for me to retain the information. I study it, and then I can teach it, and that way I can have a better recollection of what I say. So last time I talked about humility. I don't know if I became more humble. I hope I did. But I'm eager to recall the passages I used a whole lot easier than if I listened to Larry teach it. Let's just say that. So I chose patience tonight. I'm not a very patient person. And so I started out the question, what is patience? It's an easy question to answer. We're told what patience is when we're a little kid. You know, I take a toy from somebody, you be patient and wait your turn. But for a childish definition, patience is being willing to wait for something without being annoyed or being restless. You can even think of patience as waiting for something with a good attitude. And so I thought, well, yeah, that's pretty easy to understand. I mean, patience is waiting for something with a good attitude. That's what we're told to do when we're little kids. But why do I need to be patient? What is the point? Where am I told to be patient in the Bible? That was not hard to find. Patience is everywhere in the Bible. And so I had to choose some verses that I thought pertained to what my theme is going to be tonight. And I chose the book of James. James chapter 5 and verse 7, what Carl just read. I'm going to read it again. I didn't like the way. No, I love the way Carl reads. I'm just going to read it again. I love the way Carl reads. He has way more emotion than I do. All right, so James chapter 5 and verse 7. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until he receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the Lord is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and of patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. So I could take the easy road here, and I could go use Job as an example, because Job is a good example for everything. He's an example for faith, an example for love, an example for a man who has done everything the Lord has asked him to do, and even when he was tried. But I wanted to use somebody I haven't talked about since I was six, because I just didn't know a lot about this person other than he built an ark. So I'm going to use Noah. So Noah had to wait a lot longer than I thought he had to for that flood to come. He had to wait 120 years. I can't wait 120 years. I'd be dead. And so it's pretty cool that he had to wait that long, but I don't know how he did it. And so what he did is he trusted in the Lord. Patience and trusting the Lord go hand in hand. We have to trust that God will keep his promises. And from that, we have to be patient. We don't know when the world is going to end. Someday it will. We know it's going to end because God told us so. We have to be patient. We have to be ready. So I wanted to know what happens when I'm not patient. This is a little extreme, but this is an example of what happens when we're not patient. It comes from Numbers. It's when the Israelites had just been taken out of Egypt and they're wandering through the wilderness. They were not the most patient people. They wanted to have everything right then, right there, and right now. So, Numbers. Numbers. Chapter 21 and verse 4. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread." So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. I don't know if I'm going to die because I'm not patient, but it shows you right there that when the people didn't trust God, and as I said earlier, trusting in the Lord and patience go hand in hand. When they didn't trust in the Lord, they became impatient, and some Israelites died. So we need to be patient. We need to trust our God, trust that he'll keep his promises, and we'll be good. I think a good example of patience in my life, he's going to hate that I did this, but Dean's a pretty patient guy. He likes things done right then and there and right now. I don't like things done right there and then right now. I like to just take my time and make sure I do it right and properly. He's pretty patient with me. So, thank you, Dean. and that's my kudos to Dean for you guys. So he's a good boss. But patience is also given to me through my family. I mean, they give patience to me. I took a while for me to become a Christian man, someone who would follow God's word, someone who understood and could teach the word to the best of my capability, that is. But they're patient with me. I have to be patient with school. I have to be patient with my friends. Patience is in the Bible everywhere. It's in our lives everywhere. I'm not patient. So I need to be doing a better job of being patient in my life. I, too, at certain times, when at least it comes to house maintenance or cleaning a car, don't like to have my brothers help me. They don't do a good job at times. So I like to have it done properly. I like to have it done in certain steps. You start from the ceiling and you work your way down, and I like it to be done fast because I don't like cleaning cars. When I teach Evan and Seth, it takes a long time, so I have to be patient. I don't like being patient, so I need to work on being patient, and I'm sure many of you do too. It's something that we struggle with all the time. I mean, I'm not saying I'm ready to die, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I just like to have things done right there and then and now, and there's no reason to be so rushed in life. Lay back, enjoy life, and be patient with God. That's all I have to say. That's about it. I mean, patience is everywhere, so you could create a whole sermon on it, but this is just a reminder. Be patient, and you'll be good. So, whoever's leading the last song, that's kind of my invitation. Thank you.